Assalamu alaikum viewers, welcome to Kids Time. Our topic today is friendship. We will start with our first segment, Story Time, an interesting cartoon to tell you a little bit about how sincere friends can help you rise up in life, but how wrong friends can lead you to disaster.
"You can't catch me, Ginger," taunted the young deer. "Oh, yes, I can, Chup Chup," panted the tired monkey. The two friends chased each other around in circles, finally collapsing in the center in a giggling heap.
"I'm tired," complained Chup Chup.
Ginger agreed.
After much deliberation, they decided to go home. Chatting nonstop, they strolled down the familiar path. Suddenly, Chup Chup spotted something in the trees, a flash of vibrant orange. Curious, the two friends advanced forward to investigate.
"Hello."
They were startled by the sudden greeting and turned around and found themselves staring into the piercing, cunning eyes of a fox. They were just about to run away when the creature called out to them. He introduced himself as Slick and further explained that he was lost and requested them to help. Ginger had been scrutinizing him throughout, and he didn't like what he saw. The young monkey felt that the sly animal was not trustworthy, since he kept complimenting them. He nudged Chup Chup and looked towards the trees. He wanted to leave. However, Chup Chup thought differently. He liked this new animal. After they helped him, they resumed their journey.
"I didn't like him," whispered Ginger. "He looked wicked."
Chup Chup shook his head. "You're too suspicious. I think he was very sweet. Did you see how he complimented me on my antlers? It takes a big heart to say nice things about others."
The two animals continued their argument, unaware of the glinting eyes watching them from the trees. The next day was a clear morning. Ginger and Chup Chup gathered to meet at their usual spot in the field, but were surprised to see Slick standing there. He was resting against a tree in the cool shade. Ginger was irritated, but Chup Chup was overjoyed. Slick said he decided to stay for a while, so Chup Chup invited him to join them. Ginger then said he didn't feel like playing, so the deer and the fox went off. Ginger watched how the sly fox kept complimenting Chup Chup. And silly little Chup Chup gave the same reaction every time. Happiness and pleasure. Immediately, Ginger realized the danger. He had seen these kinds of personalities before. Within seconds, he made up his mind to warn his young friend. On their way home that day, Ginger revealed his concerns regarding the sly Slick to Chup Chup. But Chup Chup got angry. He accused Ginger of being jealous. Ginger was hurt since he was doing this for his friend. He tried to tell Chup Chup again, but his words fell on deaf ears. Chup Chup flared up and yelled at the young monkey. Unfortunately, the naive deer was unaware of the danger that lay ahead. Finally,
Chup-Chup stamped away in rage, leaving Ginger concerned and hurt. He turned to Slick for company. Eventually, they became friends. That was when the trouble started. Slick's definition of fun was not morally correct. The sly fox dragged Chup-Chup into his plans. They did very wrong things. For example, they would knock down the little blue robin eggs from their nests. The poor parents would be devastated. Their adventures became more intense, causing discomfort to others. Ginger, all the way, kept trying to warn his young friend, Chup-Chup, but it was all in vain. One day, things went too far. They decided to play a trick on the farmer and began stealing from his fields. They felt invincible. However, this angered the farmer, and he decided to set a trap to capture the robbers. When Chup-Chup and Slick arrived, they didn't see the trap and were easily swept up in its net. Slick, however, being small and nimble, managed to squeeze out of the larger hole. But poor Chup-Chup was stuck. He ran off, ignoring Chup-Chup's pleas for help. The farmer was pleased with his catch and took him to the fair to sell to a petting zoo for a few coins. Poor Chup-Chup. He was heartbroken. He remembered the days he roamed free in the meadows and his real friend, Ginger. Tears dropped from his eyes as he realized he should have believed his sincere comrade instead of that sly Slick. Slick had left him in a second in his time of need, along with all his compliments, while Ginger had tried to help him all along. He looked at the evil rope on his neck, the gray, cold gates that enclosed him. He looked at the tray, which was supposed to be his food, rotten leaves and dirty twigs instead of that fresh green grass, and the dirty water bowl instead of the jets of cold, icy water from the usual river. He looked around him and realized his loneliness. Finally, he looked at the sky and cried, "If only I had known, if only I had seen." Imam Ali alayhi salam once said to his son Imam Hassan alayhi salam, "Do not make friendship with a fool, because when he will try to do you good, he will do you harm. Do not make a miser your friend, because he will run away from you at the time of your dire need." Do not be friendly with a vicious and wicked person, because he will sell you and your friendship at the cheapest price. And do not make friend of a liar, because like a mirage, he will make you visualize very near the things which lie at a great distance, and will make you see at the great distance the things which are near to you.
The end.
Imam Hassan alayhi salam has narrated, "O my son, do not become the companion of anyone and don't befriend, but when you come to know about the places he comes and goes to, visits, and after you have minutely observed his character and got pleased with his association and social conduct, then acquire his company on the basis of forgiving the faults and extending consolation during the hardships." Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam has narrated, "A man follows the faith, ways, and habits of his friend."
Sincere companions.
As a lesson for me and you, though in number they are very few, history reveals a name or two of friends that were loyal and were true. Malik-e Ashtar, a well-known name, a lion, a warrior who had much fame, a sincere follower, a faithful friend, who stood by Ali right till the end. A skilled fighter, a visionary man, who belonged to the famous Nakhai clan. Being an apple of the eye of a man like Ali, his status is self-explanatory. Close to the Prophet, from early days, Abu Zar, about whom history says, his love for Ahlul Bayt is beyond imagination, and that's what earned him his lofty station. He went through hardships that claimed his life, but he was more than willing to pay that price. Habib ibn Mazahir responded to the call. How could he refuse? For after all, it was an invitation from a dear friend, the Imam of the time, Imam Hussein. He willingly joined the caravan of pride, and now in heaven he gladly resides. All these people had one thing the same. To be a sincere friend of Imam was their aim. Though few in number, they were enough. Strength from Allah made them very tough. Today, a sad situation can be seen. Our Imam needs friends, only 313. To be a friend of Imam, you can be sure that many hardships must be endured. But in the end, what shall be gained is definitely worth all the pain. Companion of Imam, what more can there be than to stand by the side of Imam Mahdi? Labbaik, ya Imam.
Hello.
Who is a good friend? Friends or family, we choose ourselves. We have to be careful about whom we befriend. A true friend will take us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What do I mean by that? Since we all know that good deeds performed by us are liked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we do prayers, go to the mosque, fast during the holy month of Ramadan, and also a few other days when it is mustahab. Mustahab is an action for which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards us with sawab. If we don't do it, there is no punishment. But doing it can earn us sawab. So like I was saying, good deeds take us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And bad deeds take us away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The bad deeds include all the sins. sins are whatever we are not supposed to do. Like consumption of haram, disobedience of parents, backbiting, and many, many more. Understanding the concept of good deeds and bad deeds, we need to keep in mind that a person whom we choose to be a friend should not encourage us or try to make us part of a bad deed. Friends should support each other in doing good actions so that they can increase their spirituality and please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also keep in mind that a friend will respect you for who you are. He will never look down upon you because of your religious or cultural identity. A person should never be under pressure to compromise on their own identity and values just to fit in. For example, using bad words could be very cool for a lot of kids around us, but being a good Muslim, we should never try to be a part of it because it doesn't match our moral values. Integration with those around you is very important for the formation of a healthy community. But integration should not mean crushing your own identity and trying to be like others. A bouquet of flowers is made of different flowers that complement each other. No flower changes the colors of its petals to match others. They look beautiful, being the individual flowers that they are. A group of good friends is just like a bouquet of flowers. Also keep in mind that a person is known by the company he keeps. If you will try and befriend someone who lacks moral values, then he will either influence you to do the same, or the friendship won't last for long. For example, respect of parents has a very high status in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is mentioned multiple times in Quran and in loads and loads of traditions from our Ahl Bayt alayhi salam. A tradition from the Prophet, peace be upon him, tells us that if a person performs the good deeds, as many as those performed by all the prophets, and he is disowned by his parents, then his good deeds will be useless and won't be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So someone who ill behaves, or talks back, or disobeys their parents should never be our choice as a friend. Someone who cheats is also to be avoided. Someone who cheats or steals or lies, even for the smallest things, can also not make a good friend. Backbiting is a very common trait, especially in girls. It is labeled under the fun heading of gossip. However, it is one of the greater sins and will be punished heavily in the hereafter. Don't try and find a way out by saying, "We were not backbiting, but merely narrating the truth." Did you know? Ghibat is truth. Otherwise, if it is not the truth, it becomes an accusation or tuhmat. Try and avoid befriending a person who bears these kinds of traits. Look for someone who bears good moral values. It doesn't matter if he is popular or not. The criteria of selection should be based on goodness. A person who has fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his heart is kind, tries not to commit sin, performs his religious duties like Hajj, Khums, Zakat, prayers, and more, and is kind and encouraging and appreciating towards those around him. This is the kind of person one should befriend. Remember, a person who doesn't please Allah can never be your friend. And a person who pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can be a very sincere friend. I think that it is clear that we all understand who is a good friend. One important thing to keep in mind. That to find a good friend, you should also be a good friend yourself. To be a good friend, you should have a pleasant personality and have certain qualities in yourself, like you should be kind. Honest. Reliable, so that you can be trusted. You should keep your promise. You should not lie, as a mu'min always tells the truth. You should be God-fearing and stay away from sins. If you are a good person yourself, you will be able to find good friends in life, inshallah.
Today, our tip of the day is very simple. Be careful about who you befriend. You should try and make friends with those who are closer to Allah. don't make friends with the ones who do bad things. Chup Chup's mistake was that he made friends with someone more on what he said to him, like the nice compliments, rather than on who he was, a sly and deceitful person. For example, if someone does things that their parents don't allow, watch inappropriate movies, or play games that are inappropriate, then you shouldn't try to make friends with them. Remember, it's not cool to be wrong and sinful in life. Also, don't make friends with people who disobey, misbehave, or hide things from their parents, because disobedience is a greater sin. A greater sin is a very, very big sin, one for which the promised punishment is hell. There's no way around it. So do keep this in mind and choose the right people for your friends, because a person is known by the company he keeps. And a good company will help you on a spiritual journey, while a bad company will lead you to disaster. So why would you choose that? With that, we will conclude our program. Take care of yourself and those around you. Till next time, Allah Hafiz.